Welcome to Shenanigans. This is Aisha.
Hello, hello, it's Bria.
Hi, it's Brittany.
Hey, y'all, it's Jenny.
Hey, hey, it's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be, featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to another week of Shenanigans. If this is your first time listening to us, we are having mini episodes this month, and we'll be back with our regular full episodes of Shenanigans in August. But for today, we're just going to chat about a hot topic of our choice, and hopefully you will chime in. You can find us, of course, on iTunes and SoundCloud. Feel free to leave us a review, leave us a comment on SoundCloud, and then also tweet us at shenanigans_pod. So, Jenny, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so this week's hot topic is to post or not post your significant other on social media. I want to know you all's thoughts about that. I know me personally, that's something that I not necessarily struggle with, but that's something that I've dealt with in the past, and I've had, like, you know, I was in a full-blown relationship, and, you know, we didn't really post each other like that, and it wasn't like a big thing for me, but it's like, well, I mean, is there a certain reason why we're not? I mean, do you not want people to know you're in a relationship? So it's like, well, I mean, is there a time frame of when you should post your significant other? Does it even matter? So stuff like that. So I just want to know what y'all thoughts about that.
So I'm all for the posting. I know when me and Shree first got together, I probably was the first person that posted something in our relationship, but it was probably a couple weeks after we officially were together, quote unquote. But I don't see an issue with posting, you know, your significant other and things like that. I do feel there are boundaries, because I do feel like some people do kind of sometimes overdo it. And then there's also little underlining factors that I think sometimes might play into that, where if you post for a certain amount of time, or if you post so many pictures, you might be trying to put on a persona about your relationship that's not really there.
Girl.
That could also be a different topic, but I don't see anything wrong with it. But yeah, I do think that there are boundaries to it. And then, yeah, I thought I was going to say something else, but I think we might get to that, so I'm going to wait. But yeah, that's pretty much how I feel about it. I don't see an issue with it. I will say that I don't post as much now as I did when I first started dating. I feel like, I don't know, for some relationships, I feel like you post more in the beginning, and then it kind of like dwindles a little bit. I mean, hell, I'm married now. What do I need to post for? I mean, I just feel like I don't need to post a picture of me and my husband every single day. Like, I don't think that's necessary or so, but that's just me.
You know, it really just depends.
Yeah.
Most of the people I've dealt with, they weren't into posting. But they weren't into posting because they were dealing with somebody else.
Exactly. Bam. Mm-hmm.
Or
yep.
Or they weren't very serious about me.
Very true.
So that was pretty much the common theme in anyone who I didn't post. But other than that, I mean, when me and Nick got together, I was like, no, I mean, you could post where we at, but don't put me in your pictures. Like, and for a minute, he was like, dang, is this somebody else? Like, what's going on? You know, we've been doing this like a month, like 2 months. And I was like, yeah, you know, it's fine. I just wanted to wait until we really, really were together. Yeah. And I just got a different situation and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so as far as posting, I think it's fine as long as you know what your situation is.
What it is, exactly.
Like, don't just I don't know. Unless you want people in your business like that, because what if you just chilling and kicking it, and then 2 weeks later you chilling and kicking it with somebody else? You gonna post them too, and then you got, you know, two niggas a month on your social media.
Two niggas a month, yes.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely think it depends, because here's my issue. I just get so mad when somebody be posting their little boyfriend or something every Monday, like Man Crush Monday, blah, blah, blah. But on Tuesday, you be talking shit about them and how they're not doing shit for you and all this stuff. But then on social media, you're trying to put on this front of how y'all are just so perfect and this and this and that. So it's just like, if you're doing it because you really genuinely like want to, and you're not trying to put on a front to your whole, your fans, we're just gonna call them your fans, then that's cool. But then when you're a month out, you get mad at them and you delete them all because you're mad. And then the next week you post them back again as your Man Crush Monday and Wave Wind, whatever else you did made up, Flashback Friday, so you can get the pictures back up on your social media. It just pisses me off. Like, okay, really? So I just feel like y'all should know what y'all have without having to do all that stuff on social media. Like you said, y'all are married. What's the you don't got a front to nobody, you know? So that's just my biggest issue.
I just don't understand when I don't know. I just don't get when people like you said, if they're in a relationship, they say they've been in a relationship for like 2 or 3 years. So yeah, like Bria was saying, I kind of feel the same way as far as like, say, I mean, I see this all the time. Like when you've been in a relationship with someone for like 2 or 3 years or something like that, then next thing, I mean, the only way I know that you're broken up is because you like delete it. Like I just be happen to go back because I'm a spy sometimes. Don't worry about it. I like to be nosy.
I do that too.
So I just be going back. I'll be like, you know, let me just. I'll be like, what happened to the pictures? Like I guess they not together no more. So it's just kind of like, I don't know, me personally, I'm just like, what's the point of that? Like, if y'all were
they
in a
want
serious,
people all up in the business, girl.
Right, but I'm like, if you were seriously in a relationship, I don't see why you have to delete those photos. Like, if they really meant something to you, I don't really get that. But, I mean, maybe if y'all left on bad terms, then maybe, I don't know. I just don't understand that, me personally. Like, I see it so much, and I just be like, what's the point? Did you just not want to see the pictures anymore because you just have a bad, you know, persona of that person now? I don't know, but I'm more so specifically talking about the people, not the people that have just been, you know, messing around or talking for like a couple months or a few months. The people that have been together for like a few years, and it's just like, why delete those pictures? I don't know. I just think it's kind of weird.
So are you saying like you say that for people who've been in like long-term relationships and then they separate and then they delete their
And just delete everything.
So you don't think, like, you think that's weird?
I just think that's weird. I mean, okay. I just feel like, well, especially if I know the people and I know the kind of relationship they had, and it's just kind of like, why delete them?
I mean, do you think it's okay once they start dating somebody else? Or, I mean, because it's like,
I mean,
kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it really depends on the situation. It's probably depend on the situation. I was just saying, for me personally, I think it's weird. But I mean, everybody's different though. That's why I said maybe they have a bad persona of that person. You know, they don't want to see their pictures on their stuff anymore. I don't know, but I don't know. It's just kind
of weird.
But
then I'm like, it's weird because now you got a whole 2 or 3 years of your life missing on Facebook.
Yeah, and that's why I be like,
you ain't got no recent pictures.
When you had 500 posts and I go back to your page and it's 100,
see, but
I'm like, what the f?
But I normally see it on Instagram though. Like, I feel
Instagram,
like on Facebook,
mostly,
people
yeah.
are, I mean, you obviously yeah, aren't going to have it as your profile picture anymore. I get that. And you might delete like the most recent one, but you ain't going back 2, 3 years. On Instagram,
I'm not doing that.
People be scrolling and making sure they wipe it clean. They start their whole new Instagram over. They just delete all the pictures.
It ain't that serious for me, bro. That's all. But yeah, I noticed them on Instagram, and that's when I'm like, yeah, you had like 10,000 pictures, now you got 100, and I'm just like, why did you delete all those pictures? Like, you really took the time out your day to delete all them damn pictures. But what, hey, to each his own. But I just think that's kind of weird. But yeah, mostly on Instagram is when I see that, not on Facebook really.
I mean, I don't be liking nobody more than 90 days, so.
Yeah, well, we know time.
There's no point in me putting them on social
media. You're so irritating.
But
90 days.
I think it's funny that.
You might get Snapchat with Tyra.
Right.
No, okay,
and it might be a
Snapchat.
Foot. It might be a foot.
No. See, here's the thing. Sometimes I think that'd be corny as shit because I feel like, why am I just post your hand or post? Like, that's weird to me.
Or
it's
half
weird.
Your face.
It's weird because I feel like, you know, you can kind of post your dude, but he don't really want you to post him. So I'm not about to do that because I don't want you thinking, oh, he said I can't post him type thing. But I did. So one of my boyfriends, I did put him like maybe 2 pictures on Instagram. And then my last boyfriend didn't make it past Snapchat. So. Well, damn. Yeah. And I think I only post them if they post me first. However,
oh, yeah. I'm like that too. Yeah. I gotta make sure I ain't thirsty. Okay,
you like me for real. Okay. I'll post you now.
But what's crazy is I have had somebody who is not even really into social media. Well, he wasn't my boyfriend, and he asked, was I posting him? And like, oh, you know, did you post that picture? Not like he would be mad, but he was encouraging me to do it.
Yeah, guys want you to post them low key, but they don't want to be posting you.
Right.
So do y'all think it's a conversation that y'all need to have with whoever before
a conversation?
No. I mean, do you think so? Like, do you think, like, is it weird just to post somebody and they don't know that you about to post them and vice versa?
That's just interesting.
It's, right, that's a hard one because I guess it depends on the relationship,
because,
right?
Yeah, because I mean, some people, I mean, hey, some people's relationships get jacked up because of social media. So I guess it depends on how much you're on social media. I think that can be dependent on the situation. Some people don't care about social media, so it might not mean nothing one way or the other. But I think if somebody's on there like a lot, then it might mean, be like, hey, chill out, bro. Like, don't post me. But yeah, I think it's depending on the situation.
Yeah, because now I'm in this thing where people that I'm like into, I don't really, if we haven't already followed each other on social media, I don't go follow them. I don't really do that anymore. Like, I don't care at all. Like, whatever you're posting.
Right.
But do y'all think it's weird if
I gotta follow
I don't care, and like, I really don't care, like, honestly. I mean, if we like became serious, then maybe, but
it's not necessarily just what you posting though. Who liked your picture? Who commented on your picture?
Your picture? Who liked, your picture? I don't know. I just genuinely don't give a flying beep.
Who that comment on your picture?
Yeah, I don't care.
See, but remember, I mess with them crazy
too. I know, yeah. See, it's different. I just think it's depending on the situation.
How do y'all feel about people who y'all know are in a relationship and never post, never talk about who they with?
It's
like,
very strange.
It's so weird.
I think it is too.
How many years have they been together? Like a long time, long time?
I mean, even if you were 8 months.
Yeah, I mean, if you've been together for a second,
that's true.
Yeah.
But you never. I mean, this is one dude in particular that I know don't even talk about his girlfriend at all.
But they are legit
posting
together.
Yay!
He's doing something shady.
Just, I mean, that's what
he's doing something
weird.
Shady,
that's
girl. Get out.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion, I feel like if you're somebody who uses social media and you've been with somebody for a while and there's not like one picture around, that's just like, that's like alarming. It's kind of skeptical.
Do they post
it's
often?
Like,
if they post them daily or something, and we be out almost every other day, there's not one time you wanted to capture a moment with me.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Well, what about the flip side? What about even if he don't post that often, and we done talked or been together for over a year, and you've never mentioned me on anything?
Or, I mean, I'm not big on social media, but I mean, social media is just, you know, what's happening right now.
It's like a public affirmation.
Yeah.
For some
and
people.
I think that if you're with somebody and they're not posting a lot and they still show that they're single on Facebook or whatever the case may be, I mean, it's not like something I'm a like, oh, I'm a break up with you about, but I'm going to be like, well, like, what's up?
I don't like this shit.
That's another one. Do you want them to change their status?
No, I'm like that. No, if you,
I took mine off.
I feel like
after many boyfriends,
and that's fine. I feel like either you take it off,
yeah,
or put. You don't even have to put this. You're in a relationship with me. I mean, it ain't even got to be that serious. Just put you're in a relationship. I don't see why you.
And how soon after
you with somebody?
How soon after you start dating? Like right away? Ready to get mad?
I don't know. I mean, I just think that's
asking for a friend.
You stupid. I just don't get that.
Know. Like, I just don't feel like having the social media conversation because for me, it's going to be weird when I do post somebody because I've never, out of all the years that I've had social media, post somebody. So when I do, it's either going to blow the hell up.
Yeah.
Or it's just going to be weird.
Oh my God, Tyra, look at your boobies. Don't know how to act.
So
no,
I think
be like congratulations. That's some weird
right.
Shit. What you congratulate me?
What do you congratulate me? Because I finally got a man. People so irritating. Congratulations, finding a man.
I cannot.
My thing is, okay. So if you're not big on social media, or you just say you are, or whatever the case may be, and you post pictures of you and you have a lot of people commenting or whatever the case may be, and like, you know. Okay, I can understand if you don't acknowledge them, but if you're acknowledging these people, like, that's a problem for me. Or if you choose not to post something because you don't want nobody, I mean, I can understand if you don't want nobody in your business, but you don't want nobody to know, or them to like comment or something like that, I think that becomes a problem for me, because it's like, well, if we're in a real relationship, like, why does it matter like what other people are gonna say? So you must be doing something or hiding something, possibly.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a difference between being private and being hidden. Like, don't hide.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, don't hide.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay.
Not hidden. Give me the definition of hidden, Tyra. Hidden.
Or I think that it's a clear indicator of that, too, when it's not only, oh, I'm not going to post anything about us, but guess what? You can't either. That should be a clear indicator.
A problem. And then I don't want to be posting you and you never posting me.
Like don't tag. Like, weird. Not even if it was a picture. Like, I know some people that have got mad at somebody. Oh, you tagged me? What you tagged me for? Like,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Because you know people are going to be nosy. They're going to try to find out who is in this picture. And they're going to go to their page and be like, ah, oh, they ain't serious. He ain't got no picture of her. Or both ways.
Bruh. There was this one friend of mine. They were in a relationship, right? And they were in a relationship for a long time. The girl would always upload pictures and stuff on Facebook and tag him, and he would hide that shit or delete it off his page.
Oh my god,
now you're petty. He was just like, people don't need to be in our business. Like, so he tried to use that as like his excuse. No, you're hiding something.
That's too serious.
Are you just,
they still together,
you hiding me shit, like not even you out here sneaking, but you hiding me. You don't want nobody to know that you with me or that you got a girlfriend. Just acknowledge that you have a relationship. You don't have to hide the fact. You need to acknowledge that you in that shit.
Real life, because in my dating years, I had this one guy who used to always post when he used to go to the basketball games. Right, I'm going to tell you how long ago this was. He used to post when he goes to the basketball games, and he'd come see me on Thursday, but he'd go to the Tuesday game and be with somebody else and go on the Saturday game and be with somebody else, and I was on a different day. He didn't know I was coming. He was coming down the escalator with a whole different bitch.
Oh, wow. He had a schedule. He had a schedule on that ass.
Schedule.
I think that's interesting, because I was dating somebody, well, the person I was dating when I was a senior in high school. I was overly, like, I was posting stuff with us, and he was, like, not claiming me, like, to it. Like, it was, I mean, it's like, I'm a senior in high school, but that was kind of a big deal, like, and I was really pissed, like, and then, of course, my mama, you know, I don't know, she knows who she is. She's like, why does he not post you on Facebook? Why does it say that he's not in a relationship? I said, I don't know, Mom. Like, I mean, it's, at the time, obviously, I was kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I just thought he wasn't, like, on social media like that. And I was on it, obviously. I was on it more than him. So I kind of went with it. It's like, okay, he just ain't posting me like that. But I think his ass just wasn't trying to let motherfuckers know that he was with me. And I was just kind of like, so, yeah, definitely have experienced that. And it's bullshit for y'all motherfuckers that do that.
She didn't cuss y'all clean out. She messed up.
That shit's stupid.
No,
that shit really did make me mad. I had a follow-up that's probably
about to make you mad. So what about people that go get married and they don't change their status?
That's a no-no.
You better have some pictures.
They don't be on Facebook and Instagram like that.
No.
They don't be on like that, though.
No.
If the wife posted that they got married.
2017, the last time they asked better be online was 2000.
I don't see the point of that.
2001.
I don't see the point of you not putting that you're not married.
Especially
on
you if you have it. Like,
that's
no.
That's stupid. You married.
I need to know who you're talking about after this.
Yes,
y'all
need
ain't
to know.
Know who I'm talking about. This young man surely did not want me to know that he had went and got married to this chick, though. And I was just like,
but
dang,
that's so
for real, bro.
Silly.
I actually had two people that did that on me. It was one guy. Dang, I ain't going. Well, I'm going to be specific because they don't listen to this. But and then another one that married my cousin. So I was like,
yeah,
oh.
We talk about that?
So that was one. And there was that other married people. But they post a lot. So we knew about them. But yeah, one guy, he still don't have it. It's hidden on his.
See, don't nobody I mess with get married. That lets you know something.
See, right. Everybody
no,
was
I don't know hardly anybody
married.
That I messed with in
no,
the past
none,
that are married.
Not one person.
I don't think,
they
you know
married,
what? I never thought about
up.
That time. Not one of my
not
people
one of mine
are either.
Is married. They all crazy.
That's crazy.
Y'all know something funny? When my ex-boyfriend, he's supposed to be on Snapchat. When he get mad at me, he delete it real quick. He delete my ass so fast.
That's terrible.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they either got married, got
I guess that
up,
do say something, huh, Ty?
So. Okay, that let you know.
That's interesting.
I don't have babies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
dodge that bullet.
No, oh, yeah. Okay. I do have I have a couple that got a couple key. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm glad with me, Lord. Glad with me.
Me too. Samesies.
Yeah. That's interesting. Thanks, Jen. Well, look, Jen, thanks, Jen.
I mean, I think this is a really good hot topic just because I feel like social media is not going to go anywhere.
No, it's not. Not now. Hell no.
I feel like it's a conversation, especially if you've been serious with somebody. You should have.
Yep.
It'd be interesting just to see what they how they feel about it. So, yeah.
Maybe one of these days when we record, I may have a boyfriend and I will let y'all know.
And we'll maybe finally see what they look
okay.
like.
Okay, I will let y'all know.
I'm right there with you, Ty. I don't post nobody besides myself and friends.
And then people be mad. Like, what
and my parents. Yes. My daddy doesn't have any social media, y'all, so he's never posted my mom. So maybe that'll help you feel better. He refuses to get a Facebook. And my mom's like, Rick, please, your family reaches out to me all the time. Nope, he refuses. He will not get any social media at all. He just is like, why?
My daddy
why?
Doing it.
I mean, so I guess they all, but.
My mama, so, okay, so if y'all want any indicator of why I am the way that I am, my mother posted a picture of wedding rings and just two hands. So nobody knows, so nobody knows what her husband looks like.
That is freaking hilarious.
So if that lets you know why I'm the way that I am, it has to do with
that's
my mother.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it.
That's hilarious. Wait, so there's no pictures up of them?
No.
Shut up.
And technically, her name on Facebook, she's going to kill me, but her name on Facebook isn't even her married name.
Did she at least put married?
Way too much.
I don't know. I haven't looked that far. But... But yeah,
at least y'all parents ain't private. The feds on Facebook. They ain't even got no profile pictures. You damn near wouldn't know if it was them or not. Like,
silly.
Well, hopefully y'all enjoyed this hot topic, this little mini episode for Shenanigans this week. Feel free to chime in on SoundCloud and on Twitter at Shenanigans_pod. And we will see you again next week.